Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, what is up, guys? This is Bax coming to you from Irate Minority. Probably don't have a lot of listeners right now. I'm a little late. So if you're out there, I'll go ahead and shoot out the call-in number. That is going to be 619-924-9819. That's 619-924-9819. So last night there was some technical difficulties, and I think about 3 minutes of the show got recorded. I was using the mic. It was real staticky, so I went ahead and deleted that. That is hopefully not going to be an issue. Sorry, I'm texting. I've been working on getting the mic going. Got to do some more work with that. That's part of what these test shows are about. And I am currently trying to get the word out. It is definitely going to be a work in progress. You know, Crafty was the main man last time. He definitely, you know, did a lot of work, and definitely I understand now what went into that, and I thank him for all of his hard work. So it's going to take me a little while, and I definitely will get this working a lot better. We may only be on for a half hour. It's a two-hour show, but the show cut off last night after 2 minutes, and I don't really know if that is the cutoff time at midnight. I don't know if you can broadcast after midnight, but, you know, we're certainly going to find out tonight, because if I get only a half hour of audio in, then I'll certainly know what's going on. So, again, it's a work in progress. I do apologize. You know, if you're out there and you're listening, it means a lot. You know, keep coming back. It's only going to improve. I will make sure that there's going to be some quality shows. And, you know, we're going to have some good guests. So I definitely would encourage you to keep on joining. Keep on checking us out, because it's only going to get better from here on out. So last night we talked a little bit about, we went everywhere. There was some talk all across the board. We talked about wealth, and we talked about, you know, a lot of the current media that's going on, and the world is a mess right now. The world is a mess. And I can only hope that it's going to get better. You know, I think that discussion here is key. And I think that that's how it's always worked. That is how we have always come together as a society and as people. It's not easy, and we have to be vigilant. We have to see the change, and, you know, I know it sounds trite, but we have to be the change, because nobody's going to do it for us. And unfortunately, it seems to me and a lot of other people out there that the system is definitely geared full down. I don't know who this person is. We had a comment for the Blog Talk Radio show I just posted, and someone is posting their stuff. And I don't care for that. That is weird. It's some kind of something for movies. So I'm going to go ahead and delete that. And hopefully nobody clicked on that and nobody saw it. So again, like I said, this is a work in progress. And I definitely want you guys to keep tuning in. So we talked, first of all, last night about the tweet, the infamous tweet from Little Bow Wow. And Little Bow Wow made a reference to the First Lady. And basically he referred to Snoop Dogg, and he also, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I'm trying to pay attention here. I apologize for this, but this is, I don't want this on my wall. I don't want anybody to click on this. I apologize. If you're looking at my post, don't worry about whoever Yolanda is, because Yolanda should not be on here. And do not go to Yolanda's site. So, Little Bow Wow posted a tweet and wanted everybody to know that if Donald Trump kept running his mouth, and I'm paraphrasing here, there's much more eloquence in these 40 characters. But the point is, he said that they were going to pimp out the First Lady. And that is a real, real problem. Don't know. Snoop Dogg has recently come out with a video. And in this video, you will see there is a mime. And the mime is dressed up to look just like Donald Trump. And the mime holds his hands up. He freezes when the gun's pointed at him. And then the gun fires. And it is simply a, I don't know how to describe it. It's those guns that always popped out and said bang, like the little comic gun, I guess, and I think it was pretty clear that the intent was to show the President of the United States being shot. Now, I'll be clear here. I am not a Donald Trump fan, okay? Now, I'm also, and I'll continue to point this out because, you know, the fan base is going to grow. We're going to get more listeners and we're going to get more callers. And, you know, it's important to me that people understand and realize that I am not a cheerleader for any party. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I am, if anything, I'm apolitical. Okay? And I think that it's important that we continue to maintain discussion and talk about the things that upset us. You know, I am all for that. What I'm not for is the petty arguing, the name calling, the finger pointing, because it's not helping. It's only furthering the division, and that is the goal, I believe, because if you keep people distracted and you keep them divided, well, then they're not really concerned with the man behind the curtain, all you Wizard of Oz fans out there. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, right? Because Oz was running, but no one paid attention to the man behind the curtain who was running Oz. And that's the way I believe our system is set up. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Pay no attention to those pulling the strings, the people behind the scenes. You know, we're going to put on this political opera of public, Republican, Democrat, Throw some independents in there, maybe some Green Party people, so that, you know, all the fringe players can have their representation as well. And it is a charade. It is an inaccurate description of what we are as a people. Because it's not so simple as Democrat, Republican, right? I mean, I find it hard to believe that we can put the entire population in this little box and say, well, you're for this or you're for that. And if you like this or you like that, then you can watch this news channel or you can watch that news channel. And this is an accurate representation of your beliefs. That's a total load. And I think that, in part, that is beginning to fall away. But not fast enough, okay? And, you know, I'll give the Democrats and liberals to a certain extent some kind of credit because, you know, a lot of them are out there for social justice and equality and all of this, but, you know, their actions are somewhat lacking. You know, it's all fun and games to talk about it, but when it comes right down to it, those who will exact change or enact change are us, the people. That's the way it's always been. I mean, you look at the 60s and the 70s, and you had a lot of free thinkers, and you had these people protesting. They saw, you know, this war that was happening, and they didn't agree with it, and they spoke out against it. And, you know, you had all of this civil unrest. You had women burning their bras and the push for equality and equal pay. You had Dr. King, and he was pushing for equality. And all of these people were revolutionaries. We have had to fight tooth and nail for the freedoms that we have. And I've got some news for you. Any freedoms we give away, willingly or that are taken, they're not going to give them back. Not willingly and not without a fight. Now, you had a subculture who was willing to stand up and go against this institutional education that had created a majority that seemed to be okay with the status quo. Now, granted, this was at a time when we were still coming off the heels of World War II, and production was booming, U.S. production was booming. And, you know, even the lower classes, and we're talking about the 50s, the poor factory workers could get decent jobs. African Americans started becoming able to get good jobs and nothing like white people, okay? And we're not going to get into that right now, but it started to happen during this time, okay? And the push for equality kind of snowballed, and people like And I am constantly referring to Dr. King here, but we have other figures who were instrumental during this time, and I'm not going to go into it because I don't have my notes and I don't have a lot of things written down prepared for tonight's show. But the point is that there were large groups of people. Noam Chomsky, that was another one, man. That guy, whew, I mean, a lot of people don't like Noam Chomsky, and they find him to be either boring or... But that guy is awesome. There is a, Requiem for the American Dream, and it is on Netflix, and he does a great job of making the description of the corporate and wealth structures in America palatable. It's easy to understand. So I'm going to take a break here and say that the call-in number, if anyone's listening, is 619-924-9819. That's 619-924-9819. give me a call. If you've got something you want to bring up, something you'd like to talk about, let me know if my voice sounds ridiculous or if everything's coming through okay. We can talk about anything. I'm up for it. So give us a call at 619-924-9819. That's 619-924-9819. So there is a lot of friction. A lot of friction. And we see it in the media. We see it, I mean, frankly, we see it at home. I do. With friends, with family. I know that, personally, there are a lot of people who have had holidays ruined recently. And whether you hate the Electoral College or feel that it is still a valid form of election, there is a large percent of the population who voted for Donald Trump. Now, I'm not saying that some of these people aren't regretting that decision, but does it mean that everyone that voted for Donald Trump is a closet racist or wants to go, you know, to a totalitarian regime in our country? But I will say this. The Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton ran on a platform of the same. And historically speaking, any candidate who runs on a platform of the same from a two-term president of the same party has not won. So there was a big disconnect there, I think. You know, she, and maybe it wasn't all her, you know, maybe she had advisors and people who were behind her, letting her know that she hadn't made a mistake, pushing it, telling her that she did a good job. I don't know. But what I do know is that it could have been done a lot differently for all you Hillary fans out there. And I would urge you to remember that a large portion of the population did vote for Donald Trump. And despite his madness and despite the things that he is doing right now, I don't think that this combative atmosphere is helpful. And one of the reasons I don't think it's helpful is because consider what's going to happen if we impeach Donald Trump. Okay? Let's say you get your wish and Donald Trump continues to screw up and does something that is impeachable and they put him on trial and they get him kicked out of office. Do you have Mike Pence? Is that going to make you happy? We have to look at this through the lens of logic and rational thought. And it's not always easy because I was talking with one of my good friends today and, you know, we were discussing the fact that every time he hears about him or talks about him, he becomes, you know, irate. It triggers him. And, you know, that's unfortunate, but it's true. And a lot of people feel the same way. They just can't even handle it. And if you look at all of this, Donald Trump isn't the crux of the issue. He isn't the fulcrum. He isn't the point of contrition when it comes to the problem. If you think Donald Trump is the problem, then you don't know what the problem is. We have a structure in this country set up to benefit the wealthy, the corporation-owning individuals, the land-owning gentry, if you will. Okay? And this structure has been in place for a very, very long time, since the founding of our country. Look at James Madison. And if you look at some of the things that he wrote, it was in his belief that it was important to keep the power in the hands of the elite wealthy class because they knew what was best. And the minority, if given the chance, would take the wealth from the elite and then redistribute it. So it was important to make sure that they did not receive the enough power to overthrow them to redistribute their wealth, so to speak. And this is the tale as old as time. I mean, the Senate, the Congress, okay, they were not elected at the beginning of our country. They were selected from wealthy, elite, landowning white men. Okay, go to Rome. Who were the Senate? The wealthy, elite, landowning, and they probably weren't white as we know it, but they were the elite class, the wealthy elite. And I think that we would do well to realize that we are not that far from that setup. Okay. So the number again is 619-924-9819. That's 619-924-9819. So if anybody wants to call in, please do. Phone lines are open. You can bring up a new topic. You can touch on what I'm talking about. So definitely tune in if you've got some free time and you'd like to be on the show. I am going to vape here for a second. So this vape pause and annoying sound is brought to you by Vapor Express. They do not pay me to promote. I just like their shop. They are located in Colgrove, Ohio, and they have a very great selection. Maggie and Joe and the rest of the team there, very knowledgeable. I like them a lot. So me plugging them is just a good way to give an excuse to hit my vaporizer here. Okay. So I didn't prepare any audio clips yet. I will. One of the audio clips that I have been looking for and haven't been able to find, I can only find the videos. So I am going to read this this clip to you here because I think playing a video over through this speaker that I'm using right now is probably not going to translate well, so to speak. But I think it's a great quote, and it's a bit of a long one, so bear with me. Let me find this here. Okay, so the world is like a ride in an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real because that's how powerful our minds are. The ride goes up and down, around and around. It has thrills and chills. It's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Many people have been on the ride a long time, and they begin to wonder, hey, is this real or is it just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us and say, hey, don't worry. Don't be afraid because this is just a ride. And we kill those people. Shut him up. I've got a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill the good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. Just a simple choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your doors, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world. Right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defenses each year and instead spend it on feeding and clothing and educating the poor of the world, which it would pay for many times over. Not one human being excluded, and we could explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. And now I'll pause a moment for your applause. Now, if I didn't didn't say that clearly, or you don't know, that's Bill Hicks. And Bill Hicks was a comedian. I say was because we lost Bill Hicks to prostate cancer, I believe. And it's unfortunate because Bill Hicks was a good comedian. Some people argue that he was not a comedian because Bill Hicks, his jokes were very long, and a lot of the things that he said were funny because they're true. He talked a lot about, you know, government and waste and the fact that people are absorbed with their, he may have not said this, I don't know, but their normalcy bias. And he has a great bit on drugs as well, and he talks about how, you know, they never talk about good stories of how people on drugs. It's always something, you know, this man was high on acid and jumped out of a fifth floor high rise. It wouldn't be a fifth floor, it would be like a 17th floor. But anyway, they say he jumped out of a high rise, but the only evidence I've ever seen of people doing that, well, I know that one of the people who were involved in the experiments with LSD ended up taking a jump out of a high rise. They said it was suicide, but there's also people who say that it wasn't suicide, and that was part of one of the CIA's mind control projects. The name escapes me at the moment. It's a whole Manchurian candidate mind control. What is that? MK Ultra. That's what it was. MK Ultra. And MK Ultra was real. You can look it up. It was the government was working on mind control. The Men Who Stare at Goats is an actual show or an actual movie that was based on a real program within the government, within the CIA. And they were working on the remote viewing and psychic powers and attempting to kill goats with the power of the mind. As far as I know, there was some limited success in a lot of these ventures. But the point is that there are things in this world that are given the conspiracy theory bend or given to the cuckoo clock on the wall. When you talk about them, that may as well be the sound that you're making, because people look at you like you're a damned fool. Excuse me. So I would encourage you to possibly think about the way that you view the world, things that are going on, because not everything is as it seems. And it is up to us as a people to put our differences aside, come together, and figure out what's best for all of us, not just a select group of few. Okay, not just the Christians, not just the atheists, not just the Muslims, okay? These are all labels, okay? These are ways to create division, all right? And I find it hard to believe that religion is a team-based game. I guess it's hard for me to believe that if there is a God who created everyone and loves everyone, why would he say, well, we're going to give you one chance to get it right. And if you choose the wrong religion, you choose the wrong path to follow. Now, if you're good, you're happy, you never hurt anybody, you contribute to the world, well, that's unfortunate because you picked the wrong one. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. If anybody out there has a thought on it, give us a call. That number is 619-924-9819. That's 619-924-9819. Definitely somebody give a call, because I'm going to run out of stuff to talk about here pretty soon. because it's been a long day and I do not have any notes ready. Point is, you know, we have a world here that is definitely in trouble. Okay? It's not just us. The whole world may have gone crazy, as Walter Sobchak from The Big Lebowski said. Nobody gives a shit about the rules. And I think that civility has gone out the window. And I think that, again, as I said earlier, this division is growing. And I don't know if it is a pandemic of narcissism, perhaps it is a pandemic of narcissism. Perhaps it's systemic of social media and electronics, people who have their own little digital soapbox and they can create images of themselves and they can make it look any way they like. And people are fearless from behind a phone. And I think that that creates a real problem, because I think people are maybe unable to cope with the realities of their world when they are forced to meet people one-on-one, when they are forced to deal with another person's opinions that go against theirs, their beliefs that go against theirs, and they're not behind the safety of their electronic device. How do they cope with that? And I think that you see this devolve into screaming and name-calling. I mean, you see it everywhere with the protests. And I'm not against protests. Protest is, it's good. It's healthy. It's holding people accountable. You know, it's publicly, not shaming. I guess I was almost going to say shaming. But it's creating a public display so people are aware of issues they may not have been aware of before. Now, that all depends on where you're at, what you see, and it also depends on coverage, okay? Because we have these mainstream news sources who are definitely bipartisan, okay? Fox News is typically the Republican, conservative, right-wing news source, very pasty on Fox, very pasty, a lot of white faces, a lot. And I've been paying attention to this because I've looked at the news channels, and I will say CNN is a little bit better, not a whole lot, but I mean, you have a predominantly white slant when it comes to television and media. Now, things have gotten better. Things have definitely changed. But we've got a long way to go. You know, it's not done yet. And I think that people are angry, but they're also oversensitive. You know, we've got this perception that every time, and I'm not singling anybody out. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone out there and saying it's you. But there are a lot of people out there who are oversensitive. And when something stomps on their normalcy bias, they tend to react horribly and with almost disbelief. This way they believe the world is, and they're unwilling to create room for something else new or something else different. And that's definitely a real issue. So again, the number, if you want to call in, is 619-924-9819. That's 619-924-9819. So kind of trying to make this show as long as possible because I am testing out the audio. It's 7 past 12, so if anybody's out there listening, it would be great if you call and at least let me know that the stream is still going. It's kind of hard to check when you're on your own computer at home. But the number again is 619-924-9819. That's 619-924-9819. So, yeah, give us a call. Tell me what you're thinking tonight. Give me a new topic to talk about and tell me what's on your mind. I mean, there's a lot going on in the news, and it's definitely a wild world out there. I haven't watched the news today. It's been a little busy, but that whole thing with Bow Wow and Donald Trump, and he has since removed that tweet, by the way. He definitely has. And I don't know if that's because of pressure from his cousin. He said cousin, but I don't think that old Calvin Broadus is related to little Bow Wow. I'm not sure. If there are any little Bow Wow experts out there, then please please call in. Call in and tell us your expertise on the littlest Bow Wow. Now, Greg Gutfeld, and if you don't know who Greg Gutfeld is, he is an anchor on the Fox News channel, and he's on a show called The Five. I don't know if it's still on, but there's also a show called The Red Eye. And Greg Gutfeld, he's very smug and smarmy, and you know, he's definitely a funny guy. And I don't dislike him, but he can be irritating, that's for sure. But he called little Bow Wow out. I mean, he did. It was funny. if a little appropriate for daytime television, you know. I mean, maybe that's just me. But he used little Bow Wow, and little Bow Wow, I guess, is like a dog. Like, he's a little dog, and I mean, he's small in stature. The dude's probably, you know, just as he's richer than I'll ever be. I'm sure of that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll hit the lottery, or you know, something great will happen to me one day, and then I won't have to worry. But Greg Gutfeld did get a little vicious, so. Maybe a called him a little bitch. Yeah, I'll quit teasing it there. He called him a little bitch, but they let him get away with it. They didn't bleep it. It was then suggested that the Secret Service would be cool to shoot him, which I think was a bit over the line. But, you know, I do think it was definitely inappropriate for him to say, and let me look it up here. I know the tweet's probably all over the friggin' internet because that's what we're concerned about, right? And then I'm talking about it too, right? Stupid as that. I mean, because in the grand scheme of things, what? Little Bow Wow talks crap about the First Lady. I mean, yeah, it's disrespectful, but, I mean, it doesn't deserve a whole bunch of news. I mean, I don't think it does, but it's definitely part of the pop culture. And I would be curious to know if anybody out there has an opinion on the whole Snoop Dogg video and the shooting, quote unquote shooting of the mime dressed as Donald Trump. And it's obvious. I mean, I don't think anybody can say that, oh, it wasn't him or blah, blah. It was him. It was Donald Trump. That's what it was supposed to look like. So this happens, and then there's all this media, and then Donald Trump replies through Twitter. What was it? Okay, here it is. At Snoop Dogg, failing career and all. Oh, wait a minute. Can you imagine what the outcry would be if, at Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired the gun at President Obama? Jail time. Maybe. Maybe. I don't disagree with that. I can't even watch or can't even read an article without the video blaring in your face. You know, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, you know, but is it artistic expression? Okay, maybe, yeah. Is it a ploy to sell more records? Probably. I mean, that's what people do. I mean, they don't typically just put out a record and then don't promote it and don't do anything to attract media attention. Was it over the line? Yeah, probably. Probably. And a little Bow Wow then tweets a few days later, and it has been deleted again. It says, A-Yo, A-Yeah. That's A-Y-O, or A-Y-O for all of you out there. A-Yeah, who don't know. At Real Donald Trump, shut your punk. And it was, I don't know if he actually, I don't think he can cuss on Twitter. I don't know. Can you cuss on Twitter? Probably, I don't know. Shut your punk ass up, talking shit about my uncle, Snoop Dogg. And it's at Snoop Dogg. Before we pimp your wife and make her work for us. Now, I don't know that they have been pimping out females. Maybe they have. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, he basically said that they were going to take the first lady and turn her into a prostitute, in case anybody needs that translated. Which is, it's kind of a big deal, man. I'm sorry. I think that it was over the line. Snoop Dogg, what he did could be considered as artistic expression. It was probably, I haven't seen the whole video. If anybody out there has seen the whole video, then please call in and tell me, you know, because I would like to know. I mean, if it is, like, part of the grand scheme of the video, and it was definitely part of it, then let me know, because I am curious. I haven't seen the video, and I'm not going to go watch it right now while I'm on air, but, you know, I'm a big fan of the arts, okay? I think that artistic funding is important. I think all of the arts should be funded, and, you know, that's something that is in need. And we're failing. And they're talking about taking the money away from the arts and defunding schools. And, you know, it really bothers me. And that's to put it mildly. Okay, because we need the arts. We need for people to be able to express themselves. Okay? We need for people to be able to create things and discover something about themselves that they may not have known before. Kids they can't go to school and behave like robots, okay? And while you may not need art, it's important to our society, okay? It's important to us as a culture. And that includes music, okay? Music is fundamental, okay? Music has always been there. The spoken word, the way things are said, the music, the beat. I don't care who there is. I would venture to say there is not one person. Okay, there's always one. We'll say there's maybe one, but there is a very, 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 very minute percentage of the population who doesn't like music, okay? There's something about music. And when I say that there's something about it, I mean that it's spiritual. I mean that it's on a higher level. Okay, because it gets deep down inside of you and affects you on a level that can't be described. Okay, there are songs that can pull you out of the deepest, darkest depression. There are songs that can make you angry, irate, get you amped up, get you ready to go. I can't tell you how many times music has gotten me through a hard place in my life. And, you know, I have seen beautiful sculptures. I have seen beautiful paintings. I've created stuff myself that I'm proud of. And I think it's important that people are given the opportunity to express themselves in different ways and not just writing an expository speech or a creative writing assignment or a poem. Okay, not everybody can do that. Okay, not everybody can draw a great portrait, but people can color, people can mold clay, they can take trash and turn it into something else, they can make beats and turn it into music. And to take that away from people, even worse, to never give them the chance to experience that, that's not okay. It's not okay. And I think that we need to really take a look at what we're doing when there's talk of defunding the arts and taking money away from programs for kids, because the ramifications of this are huge. Okay, so if anybody's out there listening and you want to give a call, that number is 619-924-9819. That is 619-924-9819. So, I'm trying to think about what's the best thing to talk about here. What are the biggest issues of the day? I'm drawing a blank here, guys. I'd really like to keep doing some discussion here, but I do not have a whole lot prepared, as I said, and don't have a lot of people calling in. So if anybody's out there, you want to talk about something, anything, go ahead and call into the show at 619-924-9819. That is 619-924-9819. So we could talk a little bit about let's talk about WikiLeaks. So for those of you who don't know, WikiLeaks is Julian Assange, and basically what he's done is created a place for documents, audio, video, whatever. Think about Wikipedia, but instead of looking for information about whatever, that you're looking at documents that are classified, that are meant to be kept out of the eyes of the public, and they are sent to this website. And anybody, including you, could go there right now to WikiLeaks, and you can look through pages and pages and pages of documents and emails, and it's pretty frightening. So what will happen is there will be someone who comes across some information, and some of these people should be applauded for what they've done, okay? And that's not a very popular idea, all right? But given what we've recently learned about the Central Intelligence Agency, I think that we've got some problems. Now, WikiLeaks recently got a hold of a whole bunch of documentation that started talking about the hacking capacity of the CIA. Now, let's talk about hacking for a minute, okay? So, you're out there, and you have people who can hack into your computer, and they can hack into your phones, they can hack into whatever. Now, it's important to know that there are both good and bad. There's white hat and black hat hackers, okay? And the difference between them is basically, and this is, there's all different variations of hackers, okay? And the point is that there are hackers who hack for what they believe to be good reasons, and there are hackers who just want to cause problems, okay? The group Anonymous has been in and out of the media, and I think that there are good things and bad things that have been done when it comes to hacking, okay? And Anonymous is one of these people who are trying to make systems better, okay? White hat. So if you're a white hat, you're trying to improve systems. You're trying to make sure that people don't lose what they have, that people can't hack in and steal your credit card information. Those are often what's referred to as white hat hackers. Now, I think it's, and if anybody knows anything about this, they definitely call in and let me know. But it's ethical hacking, is basically. Now, black hat is malicious hacking, all right? I think that this is probably white hat, black hat, your cowboys, you know, the good guys wear the white hats, the bad guys wear the black hats. It's a way for people to put things into that that duality, the dual system, the good and bad, you know, the gray hats. Maybe they're somewhere in the middle. Maybe they're the people going in and getting this information. But I digress. So we're going to talk about the CIA right now. And it was an 8,000-page disclosure, okay? And the largest publication of confidential documents on the CIA, as far as I know, I think there was almost 9,000 documents and files, and it's called the Vault 7, titled Year Zero, I believe. It was a high-security network at CIA Center for Cyber Intelligence, and that's in Langley, Virginia. And the large amount of this information had been circulated among former government hackers, contractors, and one of them decided to have WikiLeaks. So this had been going around through government hackers, former government hackers, and somebody said, you know what? Here you go, WikiLeaks. And now the CIA employees, and this is not written down anywhere, but it's been said that they employ like 5,000 people in their cyber spying operations, okay? And they've got like 1,000 programs, okay? Now let's talk about some of these programs, okay? Now, let's talk about something called malware. Now, this is something that can get into your system, all right? It sounds bad, right? Malware. Nah. So, malware is created. And again, somebody wants to call in. Somebody is more knowledgeable when it comes to this stuff. Please do. Please call in and school me on the ways of the hacking and the good and the bad hackers or, you know, stuff like that. Don't have a problem with Anonymous. Let me just say that. Don't have a problem with Anonymous. Hey, you know, I don't want those guys messing up my life, because let me tell you something. Those who really are Anonymous, you don't mess with these guys. All right. we won't get into that. Maybe another show. I think another show might be fun to do on Anonymous. Talk about, there's actually one of their guys is still in jail. And there's some that are still on the outside. Viceland did a really good little stint on, what was that show called? It was Cyber something. Cyber Wars, or I don't know. Anyway, Viceland did a really cool show when it comes to Anonymous and cyber hacking, and it's a big deal. Hacking is rampant. So anyway, the CIA decides to develop all this malware to get into your phones and your TVs. Now, there's other stuff involved in this. We're not going to get into all of it. But the point is, they can get into your Android phones, your iPhones, your smart TVs, any kind of operating system that uses Microsoft or Mac. And this, there's a whole group or unit of people who are dedicated to hack just Apple products. Allegedly. Now, what isn't alleged, what is true, is there is developed malware that can get into your television and if your TV has a listening device, a microphone, smart TV, it can click that on and listen to what you're saying. It can also create what's called a fake off mode. So if somebody wants to turn their TV off, have a discussion, or turn their TV off and just whatever it is that they're doing, they can be monitored. All right. Now, if this sounds familiar to you or creepy to you, if you're in your 30s, then you've probably guaranteed read this book. And that is 1984. They could listen to everyone through the TVs. Big Brother was watching. So I think it's a good point to end this tonight. Unless somebody wants to call in, give you one more shot here. That's 619-924-9819. That's 619-924-9819. So give me a call. Blab for a couple more minutes here. If not, then that's cool. No big deal. Definitely check out the show. I'm going to post a little more notice for the next one. Actually, Sunday. I'm going to post one for Sunday. I think we're going to have a guest host on here. We're going to have Crafty. Crafty definitely has no problem filling up time because very smart guy. Got a lot to say. You can find him at the Front Row Atheist. He is on YouTube, always posting videos. And you can still find Atomizer at Atomizer1 on Twitter. He's always in the middle of some sort of discussion or tweet battle with somebody, so definitely entertaining. But anyway, check us out on Sunday. I'm going to post something tomorrow about it, hopefully give people some notice. I think that's been part of the problem as well. So anyway, I think that it's a good note to leave off on, that some of the realities of these predictions in literature, and my friend and I were discussing this, you know, today as well, they're coming true. All right, Brave New World, 1984, Fahrenheit 451. You know, we need to pay attention because the more we allow our creature comforts to control us, the more we become dependent upon electronics and the government, the more we give away our independence and who we are, and the easier we give control over. And I believe it was Benjamin Franklin. I may be wrong. Let me look it up here before I say a quote and butcher it and tell the wrong person. The quote is that those who give their freedom away for security deserve neither. I believe it was Benjamin Franklin. I am not 100% on that. Ah, it was. He who sacrifices freedom for security deserves neither. Neither. And he's right. If we as a people, collectively or the majority, slowly give away our freedoms so that we can have a perception of being safe, do we really deserve our freedom or our safety? Will you have it? If you allow your brother, your sister, your friend, your fellow man to be shut down because of what they're saying, the color of their skin, their ethnic background, who are you? Who are you? All right. So I'll leave it on that note. We appreciate you tuning in here at Irate Minority. I'm going to have a lot more coming out here in the next few months as I begin to work on this more. I'm going to have a lot of scheduled shows, some featured guests. They have continued guests. We'll see how it all goes. If you're out there listening, I definitely appreciate your support. We're happy to have you here. If you have any suggestions for a future show or you'd like to participate, you know, I'll shoot you that number again. It's 619-924-9819. Please call in. If you want to call in at the beginning and tell us what you want to talk about, that's great. That's great. We'd be happy to have you. Keep tuned in. You can find me at www.irateminority.net. It's been about a week since my last blog post, but I'm going to keep adding those. The website's going to continue to get better. I also have a Twitter at @irateminority_. And you can also find me on Facebook as Bax Baxton, and there is an Irate Minority page. So find me anywhere, hit me up. Always tune in, and we'll be back on Sunday and probably get Crafty over here and see what he's got to say. So this is Baxton from Irate Minority. Have a good night.